Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 5th Annual History Symposium, brought to you by the Pikes Peak Library District and the Special Collections, and we welcome you here today. As you can see, we are recording this event, and so we hope you will enjoy seeing it later when it will be rebroadcast. It is my pleasure. I'm Cal Otto. I'm co-chair of the committee, along with Chris Nichols, to welcome you here today and to be your MC to help you through the day. I wanted to just point out quickly the painting to my right. It's a painting by Jay Miller, as you'll see it on the front of your program as well. And he created this especially for us as our continuing logo of Pikes Peak and its all its grandeur. So enjoy that, enjoy his painting. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Paula Miller, who is Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Library District, who will give us a little talk. Paula?
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to do three things in a couple of minutes. First of all, welcome you all here this morning. It's great to see this giant crowd out there. Secondly, talk a little bit about our publications, and we do have some thanks and acknowledgments that we'd like to do this morning. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the 5th Annual Pikes Peak Regional History Symposium, Doctors, Disease, and Dying in the Pikes Peak Region. We have been doing this for 5 years. It's great that we're at the five-year point now. Some of the past topics have included the Colorado Labor Wars, women of the Rocky Mountain West, Zeb Pike's expedition, and Palmer, thank you. I wasn't here for that one.